This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. War Now, what a wild day. Another wild news day. I can't keep up with it all. I just can't keep up with it all. I was a little under the weather yesterday. I'm on the mend today. I'm just about 90% well. There's just so much going on. The stress in my life, all positive, thank God. Not negative stress, positive stress. But man, am I under stress. Man, is there a lot going on. And man, is there a lot going on in the world. The news headlines are just... What did the Chinese say? You live in interesting times. Massive, massive hurricane heading for the Carolinas, north and south, as well as a piece of Georgia, as well as Virginia, as well as multiple nuclear power plants at its path. Some predicting another Fukushima could happen. I think the media gets you hysterical. I think it's going to be bad. I think it's going to be real bad, but I don't think it's going to be Fukushima bad, which is the nuclear power plant in Japan that literally... imploded and turned the entire section of Japan into a nuclear wasteland for many decades to come. But it's a bad one, and we'll get into it more as the show goes on. I do want to point out that the Washington Post blamed Trump for Hurricane Florence. It's all about global warming, you know, because Trump doesn't treat global warming. As if tomorrow you wrecked the American economy and put every middle class and working class person out of a job, there wouldn't be this hurricane. You're just the dumbest people in the world. I want people to work and to have money and to put food on their table and to send their kids to college and to pay the mortgage and to pay the rent. And there's always going to be hurricanes. There's always going to be tornadoes. There's always going to be earthquakes. There's always going to be forest fires. Stop the nonsense. Donald Trump didn't cause Hurricane Florence. Here's the great news. Middle class income rose above 61,000 for the first time last year, the U.S. Census Bureau reports. The first time in history. I just told you yesterday that at the end of 2016, we had just barely gotten back to middle class incomes of the year 2000. So 8 years of Obama, and we were so wrecked, we just barely got back. Now the news is, in the first year of Trump, we got to $61,000 a year on average, which is the highest middle class income it's ever been. Donald Trump is making the middle class great again. He's making small business great again, and he's making America great again. And I guess that's why they want to stop him so bad. Here's what I think is the biggest news story of the day. A leaked video is out. Remember the locker room video of Trump? Well, this time we got Google. I'm telling you, knock it down. Blow it up. Set it on fire. Burn it to the ground. The entire social media world needs to be wrecked and start from scratch. Because they're all mentally ill Trump derangement syndrome liberals. And they all tried to collude and affect the election. Nobody in Russia did anything major at all. But Google did something massive. Obviously, everybody knows, in case Right Wing Watch is listening, when I say burn it to the ground, knock it down, blow it up, I don't mean that literally. I don't mean you should actually plant a bomb, because I don't recommend violence on this show. I mean we've got to, as a government, as the Trump administration, rip them to the ground. And some people are going to need to go to jail. And the Google leadership had to have committed crimes. They tried to collude and change the result of the election. Leaked video, Google leadership's dismayed reaction to the Trump election. First yesterday, I don't think I ever got to it. I don't even think I had time to get to it yesterday. It was so much in the news, and it was in my pile, but I never got to it. Other things came up. We found a letter from the top executive at Google. I think I mentioned it real quick. One of the top executives at Google who's in charge of diversity, of course. And that person in charge of diversity admitted that Google tried to fix the election, and Google tried to fix the analytics so you'd only find out about good Hillary stuff and bad Trump stuff, and they'd get people out to vote who were Hispanic, who they assumed would vote against Trump, in all the biggest battleground states and all the most important districts. They changed their analytics to get those people out, and they were shocked the next morning when they found that 31% of Hispanics voted for Trump, and therefore Trump won the election. That's the reason Trump won the election, is because in the end, even though almost every white person in America voted for Trump, he only got over the top because so many Hispanics actually voted for Trump. Yes, that means 70% or so voted against him. But if 90% have voted against him, like the black vote, Trump loses the election. Instead, 31% of Hispanics voted for Trump, and Google was in shock. And the things they said, they admitted to fixing the analytics, they admitted to trying to fix the election. Now a video's out, a video recorded by Google shortly after the 2016 presidential election reveals an atmosphere of panic and dismay among the tech giant's leadership, coupled with the determination to thwart both the Trump agenda and the broader populist movement emerging around the globe. The video is a full recording of Google's first all-hands meeting following the 2016 election. Their notice, "Thank God It's Friday" meetings, sent to Breitbart News by an anonymous source. It features co-founders of Google, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, VP Kent Walker, VP Eileen Naughton, CFO Ruth Porat, CEO Sundar Pichai. It could be watched in full above. So right here at Breitbart, you see the video. It can and should be watched in order to get the full context of the meeting and the statements made. It was reported early this week Google tried to boost turnout, that's what I'm telling you, about the Latino population to help Hillary Clinton, only to be dismayed as the unusually solid Democratic voting bloc switched to the GOP in record numbers. This video shows a similar level of dismay among Google's most high-profile figures. These individuals who preside over a company with unrivaled influence over the flow of information can be seen disparaging the motivations of Trump voters and plotting ways to use their vast resources to thwart the Trump agenda. Co-founder Sergey Brin can be heard comparing Trump supporters to fascists and extremists. Brin argues that, like other extremists, Trump voters were motivated by boredom, which he says in the past led to fascism and communism. Can you imagine? He's a communist, and he's calling us communists. Just more, Saul Alinsky. You're all left-wing communist scum. Every one of you wants to put us in communist re-education camps for Obama and Hillary Clinton, who are absolute outright socialists and, I believe, slash communists and Marxists. And you call us fascists and communists when you want to re-educate our minds towards their communism. You are scum. The Google co-founder then asked the company to consider what it can do to ensure a better quality of governance and decision-making. VP for Global Affairs Kent Warger argues that supporters of populist causes like the Trump campaign are motivated by fear, xenophobia, hatred, and a desire for answers that may or may not be there. Later, Walker says Google should fight to ensure the populist movement, not just in the U.S. but around the world, is merely a blip and a hiccup in a historical arc that bends towards progress. These are all code phrases. I'm a commie scum, and I want to re-educate the world. And Google has the chance to do it, so we're going to brainwash everyone. CEO Sundar Pichai states the company will develop machine learning and artificial intelligence to combat what an employee describes as misinformation shared by low-information voters. That's you and me. We're all idiots who need to be reprogrammed, like Stepford Wives. Key moments from the video can be found at the following timestamps. In 1 hour and 12 minutes, Google co-founder Sergey Brin states, "The weekly meeting is not the most joyous we've had, and most people here are pretty upset and pretty sad." Yeah, because you tried to fix the election. If the Russians should go to jail, if Trump people should have gone to jail, if there was Russian collusion, but there's not, then all of you belong in prison. At 24 minutes past the hour, Brin contrasts the disappointment of Trump's election with his excitement at the legalization of pot in California, triggering laughs and applause from the audience of Google employees, a bunch of commie leftist potheads. At 1 hour and 12 minutes, returning to seriousness, Brin says he's deeply offended by the election of Trump, and the election conflicts with many of Google's values. 9 minutes and 10 seconds. Trying to explain the motivations of Trump supporters, Senior VP for Global Affairs, Kent Walker concludes, "Fear, not just in the United States, but around the world, is fueling concern, xenophobia, hatred, and a desire for answers that may or may not be there." Walker goes on to describe the Trump phenomenon as a sign of tribalism that's self-destructive. striking an optimistic tone, Walker assures Google employees, despite the election, history is on our side, and that the moral arc of history bends towards progress. Yeah, I'd like to bend you over. Walker approvingly quotes former Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi's comparison between the world of the wall with its isolation and defensiveness and the world of the square, the piazza, the marketplace, where people come together into a community and enrich each other's lives. So at Google, they believe in fairy tales. They believe there can't be walls. You have to take a bridge to Mexico and let the entire Mexico and El Salvador and Guatemala and every other Central American country, and don't forget Venezuela and Brazil and Argentina, that are destructing into death as we speak because of socialism. And the people are running for their lives. And you got to let them all into America and let them all vote Democrat. And then we could all sing, hold hands and sing Kumbaya. God, I wish I could use, the F word on national radio, because that's what I want to say to Google. CFO Ruth Porat appears to break down in tears when discussing the election result. These are the kind of people you just want to bring into a bar, have a drink, and then tie them up in a room and say, I'm not going to get into it. I'm just not even going to say it on national radio. Porat promises that Google will use the great strength and resources and reach we have to continue to advance really important values. Let me translate for you. They believe we're idiots, and they believe we're racists. So they want to use their powers at Google, which at this point they become like an electric utility or a gas company or a water company. They're as powerful as the United States government with education, with words, with beliefs, with opinions. And they want to use it to brainwash us in communist re-education camps. At 16 minutes and 50 seconds, stating we all need a hug. Do you understand what kind of people these are? They don't need a hug. They need to be banned from the United States, these people. They don't even belong here. They're not even American. They're foreign to everything all of us believe in. She then instructs the audience of Google employees to hug the person closest to them. Do you understand how mentally ill they are? Trump won the election, so they all need a group hug. Eileen Naughton, VP of People Operations, promises that Google's policy team in D.C. is all over the immigration issue, and the company will keep a close watch on it. Naughton jokes that Google employees are asking, can I move to Canada? She goes on to seriously discuss the options available to Google employees who wish to leave the country. Oh, I want you to leave the country. Oh, I'm begging you to leave the country. You're all losers. You make my country stink. Get out of my country, Google social media losers. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? fish oil, or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, War, you just don't know how bad they are. You have no idea how bad the liberals at Google and Twitter and the social media are. You have no idea. You just have no idea. I'm about to read you the teaching guide for Portland Public Schools. When I get to that, your mind will just start to warp. Liberals are mentally ill. There's no use peeling back what I'm saying anymore. There's something wrong with them. A violent Trump derangement syndrome, mentally ill. They don't think like us. They're foreigners. They're foreign to America. I don't mind foreigners. Legal foreigners are great. But these are people that are foreign to everything I believe in. Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, Trump warrior, blue collar son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American made and proud of it. You can't find a war like this anywhere else in the world. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. Fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now in Vegas, otherwise known as KBET, the great Edward Stolz, founded and runs, operates stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. Wonderful influences in my life. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. The set includes 100 silver American Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. The Mint's had a hard time keeping up with the demand of these coins this year, but the U.S. Gold Bureau has them in stock and ready to ship now. All coins are investment quality. Make the perfect start or addition to your tangible asset portfolio. Get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order today and get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. This box will hold 500 coins, so you can use it to store your whole collection. Order right now at 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root, usgoldbureau.com/root. And if you already own precious metals, you're wanting to become a true investor, not just a collector. They also have special offers on customized investment packages, ideal for diversifying your portfolio. Never forget, U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. The state of Texas trusts them. So can you. 800-885-GOLD, 100 silver American Eagle coins in uncirculated condition direct from the U.S. Mint at dealer cost. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Call them. Our call-in number for this show is 833-WAR-TALK. It's toll-free. 833 is the new 800. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. I told you I would tell you about Portland schools, public schools. Their teaching guide celebrates Islam, celebrates communism, celebrates terrorists, celebrates abortion, and promotes gun control and transgenders. This is liberalism today. Don't you understand? This isn't about being a little more, you know, moderate than Donald Trump. These people love transgenders, gun control, abortion, terrorists, communists, and Islam. And they teach it in public schools. It's the same people at Google that want to teach you, quote unquote, which really means re-educate your mind on social media and on the internet. It's unbelievable. U.S. public schools are no longer teaching students facts or reading and writing. It's about changing the world in accordance with social justice, which is a code word for Marxism. In an exclusive for Gateway Pundit, you know, we have on Christina Lalo all the time from Gateway Pundit. She's great. Brock Simmons reports, on August 29th of this year, 3,500 teachers in Portland public schools were given an $18 teaching guide meant for children as young as 5 years old. The guide's called Planning to Change the World, a plan book for social justice teachers. Produced by the Education for Liberation Network, published in partnership with Rethinking Schools, and it's filled with communist propaganda. It states its purpose is a plan book for teachers who believe their students can and do create meaningful social change. Change the world. What do you think that means? Social justice. What do you think that means? It's a vision that celebrates Islam, I'm reading straight from Gateway Pundit, while downplaying Christianity. It celebrates communists, domestic terrorists, promotes gun control and transgenders, celebrates abortion, and trashes July 4th and Thanksgiving holidays. It gives prominence to the Muslim holidays of Eid al-Adha on August 20th and Muharram on September 11th. A quote by activist Pervez Musharraf says, Islam teaches tolerance, not hatred, universal brotherhood, not enmity, peace, not violence. While the teaching guide's calendar doesn't acknowledge Christmas Day, the word Christmas is in a thinner type, it does acknowledge Christmas, but the word Christmas is in a thinner type font. Whereas the holy concocted American African-American holiday of Kwanzaa and Mexico Cinco de Mayo get bold type fonts. It celebrates the anniversary of the founding of communist North Korea. You just can't believe this is public schools in the United States of America. I'll get to more when we get back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump promised today that the federal government was ready and able to handle Hurricane Florence, warning residents to also get out of the way as the storm bears down on the East Coast. Joe Bastardi of WeatherBell says this is a storm you're not going to want to take lightly.
If you're going to stay in there, you really don't understand what's actually coming at you. Look, folks, here's what happens. Hugo, Hazel, Isabel, Emily, they move fast. They went through, right? 3 to 6 hours, the crescendo of the hurricane, and then it's gone. Right. This one is hanging around for a day or two.
Republican senators lashed out on Wednesday to individuals who made vulgar calls to Senator Susan Collins in recent days, urging her to reject Judge Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. Republican Senator Ted Cruz blamed the far left in a tweet for a harassment campaign against the moderate Maine senator, calling the comments toward Collins and her staff truly shameful. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2140.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, a wild, wild, crazy ride. What a day it's been. The day after 9/11, we'll get to our guest in just one second. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, and it is My Patriot Supply. On a day where this massive hurricane is bearing down in the Carolinas and Virginia, on a day where there are, I believe, 12 nuclear power plants in its path, and some are saying this could be a Fukushima moment, I do believe there's hysteria in the media. I do believe that people make you believe, because the media wants to be important, and the weathercasters want to be important, and the politicians want to be important, so they tell you, get out, you're all going to die, and maybe you will, maybe you won't. I just don't know if it's really going to be as bad as they're making it. But boy, if you really believe the way they're making it, this is the storm of all time, and everyone's going to flood and die. And I guess you should heed their warnings, because it sure does sound bad. I just wonder if this is not just hysteria at this point by the media to gin up ratings. I just don't know. Could it possibly be as bad as they're making it? I don't know. But the sponsor of this segment is My Patriot Supply, and they are the perfect antidote to this type of event, whether it's as bad as advertised or whether they're exaggerating a bit. You still can't depend on government if electricity is out for days, weeks, or even months. And they're talking about weeks. People could be without running water and electricity and gas, etc., etc. So when you see emergencies like this, and you know you're not going to have power or refrigeration or gas stations, even if the gas stations work, as of now, the storm hasn't hit, and they say there's no food left, there's no water left, there's no flashlights left, and there's no gas at the gas stations. So, you know, you've got to have an emergency plan, and you need to plan for emergency food storage. And each person in your household should have at least a two-week emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply. For only $75, you get a food kit that contains 92 servings of breakfast, lunches, and dinners. So by the time you've eaten your 92 servings, hopefully the government is there, FEMA is there, even with the great Donald Trump, who I love. I still don't trust government. I still don't trust FEMA to be there from the first moment and the first day and the first hour. And even if they're there, they can't help everyone. If it's this bad and there's a total wipeout, you got to depend on you. You got to be your own first responder. Call 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or go to my special website, preparewithwayne.com. I want to stress, it's not Wayne Root's company. I have no conflict of interest. I'm not telling you to buy from me. They just went out and got the website, preparewithwayne.com, because it's for, you know, this offer is for my listeners on national radio. So it's preparewithwayne.com. It's food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. It's 92 servings for only $75. It includes a rugged tote. Call 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. So let's hope and pray it's not as bad as they're making it, or maybe it is as bad, but it'll change course a little bit, it'll slow down, it'll speed up, whatever it has to do to not be a total tragedy. Let's pray that that happens for the people of South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and even inland for hundreds of miles. This seems to be a really, really bad one, and maybe for once the government isn't exaggerating, and you really got to heed their warnings. So just letting everybody know how bad it is, I'll tell you later on the show. In the meantime, we got a great guest on, Bernard Kerik, Bernie Kerik, I know him as, but officially it's Bernard, former New York City Police Commissioner, during, speaking of tragedies, 9/11, and he's got a new book out. We had him on the TV show the other day. I wanted to get him back on radio only for any of you who missed it. He's the author of a new book called The Grave Above the Grave, and it's about Islamic terrorism, and he's one of the good guys who could say the two words Islamic terrorism in the same sentence, unlike Obama. Bernie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
So yesterday was a solemn day, and of course we saw some of the crazies like Joe Scarborough on MSNBC, you know, attacking Trump and saying Trump is worse for America than the bombing of the World Trade, you know, than the planes going into the World Trade Center by Islamic extremists. Are these people all sick in the head? They've all got Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, I honestly, you know, I've known Joe for a long time. I like him. I mean, I've always liked him. We've been friends, but I don't know. I don't know what happened. And it's not just him. I mean, I hear this stuff from people, and it just, some of the stuff just sounds, it's like insanity.
Because you live in New York, and New York and California.
There's no justification for what they're saying. Absolutely no justification. Not to mention that the relating anything to 9/11, the president of the United States
right.
is as dangerous as 9/11. That's ludicrous. That's
right.
It's hard for me to even explain. I don't know what they're thinking.
Bernie, think of a guy like me, right? I'm Jewish by birth, and they were, before they started comparing 9/11 to Trump and saying he's worse, they were all of them, not just one guy, Joe Scarborough. You heard hundreds of liberals all over the internet comparing Trump to Hitler and the Nazi Holocaust, and you're just like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, but
are you all just crazy?
Yeah, I know, but listen, here's the thing that really cracks me up when it comes to that. What these people say that, and the general public, some people in the general public hear it and they believe it, not thinking that his son is married to a Jewish woman, his other son is married to a Jewish woman, and his daughter
married an Orthodox Jew
is married to an Orthodox Jew, and the guy that runs Trump organization is a Jewish guy.
Of course.
And the CFO is a Jewish guy.
Of course. Like, his lawyer was the Jewish guy. Right. It's a joke. But remember, Donald Trump is a Jewish grandfather at this point. I mean, that's what he is.
Oh, my God.
It's just ridiculous. It's so ludicrous. But, you know, any Jewish person that listens to this show who's liberal probably thinks Wayne Root is a Nazi, too, and I'm Jewish. So they're all, you know, they've got Trump derangement syndrome. They don't know what they're saying or doing. And the worst thing is they just are so out of proportion in the arguments and the insults that they hurl at Trump. It's so out of proportion. If you want to say, I don't like him, I'm a liberal, and I don't like what he's doing to people at the border, that's not the same as saying it's the same as the Holocaust. It's the same as Nazi Germany. He's Hitler. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. And then if you do say that, Bernie, you have to say, if I don't like separating women from children at the border, then you got to hate Obama, too, because he did the exact same thing. So how ludicrous is this?
Well, tell him don't come to the border with the kids.
Right, exactly.
That's a pretty simple solution. I mean,
no, but you and I are just too rude if we say something like that. I mean, we're just horrible people for saying that.
Yeah.
So, look, let's get off this. Let's get on to other topics. There's so much to talk about. I want to get your book before we do anything else, The Grave Above the Grave. Make sure I give you proper kudos for a great book. It was just released. It's a novel about the looming threat of another attack on America from a network of radical Islamic terrorists. Tell us about The Grave Above the Grave.
Well, I created a fiction police commissioner in New York who gets involved in a terrorism investigation that starts on the streets of New York City but winds up taking him around the country and outside of the country. And this is a guy that, you know, naturally hates these people, the people with this ideology and mentality, because they killed a bunch of his colleagues on September 11th. He was the precinct commander in the first precinct, and his wife died on one of the planes. So it makes for a very, very compelling and riveting story. And so far, Wayne, I'm happy to say that the reviews are insane. I mean, we're getting outstanding reviews.
Can I just read one on the air? Because I'm looking at your Amazon page as we speak. I want to read this one. No one is better in taking us to the real-world threats of international terrorism than Bernie Kerik, a man who has lived it. This page-turning novel makes you appreciate the challenges and threats we face today and the men and women in our law enforcement communities that stand between good and evil. Sylvester Stallone. That's a great quote, my friend. Sylvester Stallone. And Brad Thor, who's one of the great fiction writers of all time, says a gritty, intense, and powerfully written thriller. The Grave Above the Grave is the perfect mix of cops, corruption, and calculating terrorists. Bernie Kerik has scored an absolute home run. I mean, you just don't get better than Brad Thor and Sly Stallone. Congratulations, Bernie.
Thank you.
I don't know why there's not a Wayne Root quote up there, but, you know, we'll work on that for the next
one. We'll work on that next time.
There you go. So just tell us what the book's about real quick. What you know, just, you know, exactly, you know, who's the hero of the book? Who's the villain of the book?
I created these characters. But the one thing that stands out in the book is this constant theme of what the terrorists think, how they plan, how they communicate, how they acquire their weapons, and what their intent is, and then how we have to stay one step ahead of them. So I think for your listeners, for the readers, I think it's a process. It's a way for them to get to understand how this stuff works and why it's so important for us to stay on top of this in the intelligence community to make sure it doesn't happen again.
without being afraid. You know, they tell you if you see something, say something. But then if you see something and the person's dark skin and they speak Arabic or with an Arabic accent, they want to tell you you're a racist and an Islamophobe if you say something. Doesn't that go against the idea of see something, say something? Shouldn't you not be afraid to be called a racist?
You know what? Don't listen to the lunatics. Just if you see something, call it like it is.
All right, reflections on 9/11, because you were there. You were the police, correct me if I'm wrong, you were the police commissioner of New York during 9/11. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so, you and Rudy Giuliani were the two most up-close and personal guys in the entire world in charge, or I say you, Rudy, and the fire commissioner would probably be the three people.
Right, Tom Bonessa.
That, what was his name?
Tommy Bonessa.
Yes, those are the three people that most were, you know, right up close with the action. Tell us about your reflections on 9/11.
When the first plane hit Tower 1, I was in my office. And when the second plane came through the north side of the tower, I was actually standing in front of the building. I was waiting for Rudy, the mayor, to get down there. And that second plane came through the north side of the tower. I was standing in the middle of the street, looking at the damage. I watched probably a couple dozen people jump to their death on Vesey and the courtyard between the two towers. So it was a bad start of the day.
Wow. Stay with us, okay? We got a quick break, and I want to keep you on for another segment. I want to talk about Colin Kaepernick. I want to talk about a little bit more about 9/11. I think Colin Kaepernick is a pretty apt one for a cop like you, a super cop, to talk about. I've been on the air just enraged by everything going on with Colin Kaepernick. I'm a guy who loves cops, and I just hate Colin Kaepernick with such a passion for what he's done. We're on the line with Bernie Kerik. We'll be right back when we do more with the former police commissioner of New York during 9/11. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. You all know me as the champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the very first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance, and can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify, to see if your area is available. And if you qualify, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462. Do it today. Call 800 800- 435-1462.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. You can also watch us on Newsmax TV in the third hour. 50 million homes, and a little birdie tells me 20 million plus more are on the way. Very soon we'll make an announcement. We're in like 75 million homes, but right now, 50 million homes with DirecTV, Dish TV, and quite a few cable networks such as Fios and UVerse, but many more on the way. And if you don't get Newsmax TV on your local cable system, you got to call them up and tell them you want Newsmax TV, and if there are other options out there like DirecTV and Dish, and you're going to move if they don't make you happy. You want Wayne Allen Root on your cable system, and the only way to get that is for them to pick up Newsmax TV. To make it simple, call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Take it from me, Wayne Root. I'd consider it a real favor if every single one of you calls this number and calls your local cable system and tells them to get Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Root. 844-500-6397. You're all great. I asked you a couple weeks ago to call that local congresswoman whose staff was literally harassing me, and call them and say, stop harassing Wayne Root. Within a half hour, the phone number to the congressman's office was disconnected. You guys did a great job. Thank you. All of you. Wonderful people. Speaking of wonderful people, we got Bernie Kerik, who I consider such a fine human being. The former New York City police commissioner, I had dinner with him a couple months ago, introduced by Chris Ruddy of Newsmax TV. And Bernie and I hope we'll be fast friends for the rest of our lives, because he is a class act, man. Bernie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir.
So, Breitbart, you spoke to Breitbart about Colin Kaepernick. And I want to talk to you about Colin, because I've just ripped into this thug, this lowlife, on my national radio show for a couple weeks now, because I'm just so sickened by what Nike did. And I don't think any cop in this country should ever again buy Nike. I don't think any of my listeners should ever again buy Nike. I don't think any mother, father, grandmother, grandfather should ever buy Nike for their kids ever again, or their grandkids. I think we need to teach them a lesson. I want to hear what you think.
Well, listen, I think I made it pretty clear yesterday. I think he's a thug, okay? And I think it's disgusting what he's doing. This whole, you know, the oppressed black community and cops gunning down black men for no reason. treason and,
ridiculous.
You know, massive systemic police abuse. It's all a lie.
It's not
it's
happening.
It's all a false narrative.
Right.
Number one. But this, the worst part of this for me, listen, if that's what you really thought, and you had a basis to think that, a real basis that wasn't a false narrative, that wasn't an outright lie, okay, I get it. But you know what? Don't protest at the game, all right? Because people are going there as patriots who, you know, football is one of the greatest sort of, you know, U.S. pastimes in the country. But you know what? If that's what he was going to do and that's really what he wanted to do and there was a real reason to do it, okay, you know what? I just ignore it. But there's a difference. This guy came onto the field with socks on his feet that had pigs portrayed as police officers. Now, for me, even cops today, they may not think anything of that. But to me, I was a cop back in the 70s and 80s. And I remember when the Black Liberation Army and the Black Panther Party and the Weather Underground gave those same images, put out those same images to talk about cops that they intended to assassinate. And the Black Liberation Army was responsible for the assassination of at least 10 New York City and San Francisco police officers. I'm not talking about just killings. They got in a gun battle. No, they were assassinated. They were executed. And this guy, on top of wearing the socks, last year, unbeknownst to most people in this country, gave a $25,000 charity donation to an organization that is supporting Assata Shakur. Her real name is Joanne Chesimard. She's a convicted cop killer. She killed a New Jersey trooper on May 2nd, 1973 on the New Jersey Turnpike, gunned him down, shot another one. She was convicted. She escaped from the penitentiary and went to Cuba. She's been in Cuba ever since. And the organization she was with is the one responsible for the assassinations of all these cops and hundreds of bombings in the Northeast. That's who you gave a $25,000 donation to? You're nothing but a piece of garbage.
Totally true. And how about Nike? How about the fact that Nike is now making it like, you know, we believe in social justice and we're wonderful people. We want to right the wrongs. And meanwhile, Nike's clothing and shoes are made by basically slaves in Vietnam who don't even get $2 a day. And yet Nike, the hypocritical organization, acts like they're for social justice. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. It's a travesty. Hey, Bernie, we got to run. It goes so fast. But let me tout the book again because it's a great one. Bernie Kerik, the former New York City police commissioner during 9/11, I think one of the great heroes in this country, is the author of The Grave Above the Grave. The Grave Above the Grave. Go to Amazon.com or go to your local bookstore and make sure that you get a copy of The Grave Above the Grave to reward a real patriot like Bernie Kerik, who the government went after and tried to destroy. These liberals have no shame. They're just disgusting. Bernie Kerik, you're a great American. We love you. Thanks for coming on the show. Grave Above the Grave. Go to Amazon right now. Reward Bernie Kerik. I'm telling you. Make him rich. He deserves it. Wayne Allyn Root, worn out.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local state.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.